Welcome to Muscle Mindset. This is going to be a fun episode. Before we get into it, I'm going to ask you to hit the follow button. Yeah, just hit that follow button. I have a lot of great content. I've been surveying a lot, so I want to make sure I'm talking about the things that are really important to the people listening. And last week I did an episode on alcohol-free lifestyle and the benefits that you get with quitting drinking. And it was a great episode. Go back and listen to it. Skim through some of my episodes. I've gotten such good feedback on a lot of them. And I would love for you guys to catch up and go on this journey with me and let me help you. So when I surveyed people on my Instagram, make sure to check that out. Samuel Gagan's just my name. I post a lot on there, a lot of good stuff. And I'm getting into wellness products that I love as well. So just anything that can make your life better. I'm going to be talking about it, baby. So anyways, I did a poll on my Instagram asking over topics of what you guys want me to talk about. And number one was giving up alcohol and giving up drinking, which is awesome. Happy to share any insight I have on that with being over 7 years, no alcohol. And then the second one was my entrepreneur journey. And that's where this episode's going to come in. So I'm going to be listening to what you guys want to hear. And I think one thing with being an entrepreneur, starting a business, I want you to know the real stuff. It's not just this sexy thing. Like it can be, of course, there's some moments, right? You can also work to earn a really high potential, right? But the reason entrepreneurs or business owners that are successful and make a lot of money or a big impact is because it's a lot of work. It's not just this, I'm going to make a ton of money and have all this balance and stuff. It's like you're working all the time. You're thinking about it all the time. It consumes you. I'm just telling you that because it's not for everyone, and that's fine. I talk a lot about leaving the corporate world, and being in a corporate job, just to be honest, does have its benefits, right? You know what you do, you know what you're making, you get the benefits, you get the insurance, you get all the things. It's like a roadmap. When you're starting a business, you make the roadmap. You have to show up for yourself. No one is making you do anything. So remember, that comes with the territory of starting a business, starting an entrepreneur journey. And I wanna say, if you're thinking about starting a business, experiment a little bit. Before I left my job, I've been doing side hustles and stuff on the side for a few years. I was testing the waters. I was kind of getting a feel for what I like, what I experience success in, what I'm good at, those types of things. So when I left, it's funny, when I left, I still didn't know what I wanted to do, but because it was a little bit unexpected and much quicker than I thought it was going to happen. But anyways, experiment, start a side hustle, start doing a little bit on the side. You don't have to like just up and leave your job. And some people think that they have to just rip the bandaid off. And if you're in a good situation, do it. You can, but you don't have to. You can dabble in some of these side businesses, side hustles, and kind of experiment with what you like. If you don't try stuff, you're not going to know what you like, period. So in this podcast, I'm going to talk about some insights and mistakes I've made on this journey. It'll be a year at the end of May. Crazy. I can't believe it's been this long already. 10 months. It's wild. Feels like yesterday. And I've learned a lot in these 10 months. I've learned a lot prior to these 10 months as well. And I want to share with you 5 mistakes I've made and 5 things to think about when you're going down this journey. It's so important. And I want to share this with you because I don't want you to make the same mistakes. They're avoidable. Looking back, I'm doing my taxes. One of them is talking about money. I'm doing my taxes now and I'm like, holy crap, I spent a lot on things I didn't really need. And I'm going to talk about that as in one of those, focusing on the things that really matter, especially when you're starting a business. And I think I was just a little mindless and a little bit, what's the word I'm looking for? Careless with money. And I think part of it is because I have it. You know, but doesn't mean it still means it's what I'm getting at is it still was wasted money. It's like I wasted a lot of money on stupid shit, and not everyone's in that position. I've set myself up for a good position to leave my job because I've done really well and I've invested and saved and I'm good with money and budgeting and stuff like that. So, but I was a little careless, and I'm going to share some of those tips with you. So I'm excited you're here. make sure to hit that follow button, please. I keep asking for it, and I want to see people follow because I'm here to show up for you. I'm here to help you, and I want to grow this podcast. So why don't we go ahead and kick this episode off of Muscle Mindset, and we're going to talk about five lessons I've learned on this entrepreneur journeys. Most of them, all of them are mistakes, and I want you to learn through my mistakes. So let's get this going. Welcome to Muscle Mindset, a podcast designed to help you grow and be your best self. If you want to level up personally, professionally, or grow your business, this is the space for you. My only ask is that you give this podcast a follow and share it with someone who needs it. Thank you so much. And now let's flex, baby. All right. Before I get into this, I just want to say any journey you go on, the bigger the magnitude of the journey, I feel like the more lessons you learn. I don't feel like that. I know it. Like, the big steps I've taken in my life has taught me the most. It's getting out of that comfort zone, like leaving the job, moving to a new city, quitting alcohol, you know, those big things, switching careers. When I got into sales, I've talked about that before, but like those big changes yield big results. And at first and for a while, you feel like you're just getting punched in the face. And you just got to take the punches, you got to take the punches in the face. Like, and that's the hardest part. But I look back on these 10 months in this journey specifically, and I'm like, oh, wow. I'm like, it almost excites me because it's been so hard, way harder than I could imagine. But I'm like, man, it's just like making me feel almost invincible because it's like, oh, if I can get through this, when I get through this, as I grow it, as I do the things, it's going to be magical. It's going to get better. I'm going to get better. Like, I just think about this. I was talking to a friend and she was talking me through it. She goes, look at all the stuff you've learned. And I'm like, you're right. You're so right. And I love it. Like, we're here to learn. I'm here to grow. I'm here to learn. And I just love that. So I can't wait to share these with you. And just remember, you can get through any journey you're going through. We've made it through everything we've been through. So this is no different. But let's get into the five lessons I've learned. I'm going to make them applicable to any entrepreneur journey. The first one is making sure that whatever product you sell, whatever journey you're going on, this is just a mindset thing, is you need to really shift everything about the customer and the product, right? So it has to be focused on what they need, what sells them, what their pain points are. It's them, not you. And why I'm sharing this is there's some things I think I want to share, but then there's some things that my audience wants to hear. That's why I did the poll. I don't share as much about my alcohol-free journey, but if people want to hear that, that was number one. I need to talk about it more. Even though I don't share it as much, I share it some. But if that's what people want to hear, I need to talk about that more. So if you're developing a product, you're developing a program or a course or something like that, always think of the person you're talking to and always think of the person you're selling. This applies to content as well. People are oftentimes like, why am I not converting sales? Why am I not getting more customers or clients? And the reason oftentimes is your content isn't about them. It's about you. And I'm so guilty of this as well. It's just like, look at me. Look how great I am. And look how great with all these amazing things I've accomplished. But it's like, make it about them and you're going to convert more sales. How can my product solve your problems? How can my message provide solutions to you and really dive into kind of what the customers are wanting from you and their pain points? And then solve that with what you're offering. That's been a lesson I've learned. I'm still figuring it out. You know, my Instagram and my posts are a mix of my lifestyle. It's, you know, I do these videos to like help motivate and talk people through things. But I like to post stuff about my life too. So I think that's been the hard part about my social media is it's not just business focused. And it's a lot of authenticity. It's a lot of struggles. It's a lot of triumphs. It's a lot of the things. And I'm learning too, but I'm learning through it. And I've gotten a lot of amazing clients that obviously my message has resonated with. So that's tip number one, making everything about them. not about you. Number two, and this one I just been doing my taxes, and it's like, is the government going to pay me hourly rate all the hours I'm spending on these taxes? But one thing I've discovered is the money I've spent was a little bit, wow, it was a lot spent. I mean, this was my first year, almost year in, and I told you guys at the beginning, I'm in a good financial position, which made me a little frivolous with my money. But when I look at how much I've spent versus how much I made, it needs to change until it starts to be more profitable, because this is a business at the end of the day, right? So one thing to be mindful of is, where are you spending your money? And I'm going to say, if you have money to spend, or if you're willing to part with money, probably the best ways to spend your money are going to be, one, into your product development, making sure your product is great. And if it's not great, that's fine. Make it good. Just make it good, right? And then number two is sales. Without sales, customers, clients, you don't have a business. So spending money to increase sales, and think of things that you're investing in for long term as well. Sales funnels, virtual assistants, things like that. And then number three is marketing. You can have a great product, but if you're not finding customers, marketing's like your leads. So you have your product, right? You need to sell more. You have to market to get people. You have to market to get customers. So those are kind of the big areas. And then of course there's like operations, there's financials, there's a lot of things to consider. But if you're a one-man show, give yourself some grace and figure it out as you can. The first thing you can do in a one-man business is have a product and sell it. You need to make sales, you can figure out the rest. But really focus on where you're spending your money in the right places. I've spent a lot of money in the wrong places, or I wasn't ready for it. Example, I've spent a lot of money on videos and marketing, but I didn't have the product to where it needs to be, or the offer as good. And now thinking back, is I should have spent more money or time developing the clear offer, the clear avatars and all of that stuff. So that's number two. Number three is simple. Don't overthink it. Do not overthink it. Keep it simple. Keep it to what your vision holds in your mind, but also keep it to what you're good at, what you see your business becoming. I thought I was going to develop a brand, and I took a step back, and I talked to some mentors. I've did a little self-discovery, and I realized that I am the brand. I don't need to develop another brand, and I've spent years to develop my personal brand and my reputation and my value. And so it's like, looking back, I'm like, I spent all this time doing something that doesn't even make sense because I have it in front of me. So keeping it simple, not overthinking anything, especially if you're like a coach, leader, you're developing a course or something like that. You're the brand, right? You are the brand. You don't have to have all this fancy logo and stuff like that. Like it's you. So don't overthink stuff and just keep it really super, super, super simple. This next one is important, and they're all important, of course, but this one is just like, okay, something to really think about. Time. Time is our biggest resource. How we spend it matters. So you have to spend your time wisely. And if you're not like, I don't have enough time, you have to find the time. You have to think about how you're spending your time. There's been times where I'm like spending it on the wrong things. It's just not the right stuff. Like you can never go wrong spending it on your product with your customers and making sales, right? So one of the things you need to really map out, sit down, map out how you're spending your time and create a plan and stick to it. Stick to it, because the time will pass quicker than you think. And you'll get to the spot where it's like, holy shit, I need to grow this, or I need to make more money, or I need to do something. And you have to start. You have to start out that way, especially if you're trying to build something that's going to support your lifestyle and in your income and all that stuff. So time management is so critical. And I'll tell you right now, one of the biggest problems we have today is focus. We're so distracted. It's easy to get distracted. So easy. Just get out your phone and you get sucked in. Get on the TV, you get sucked in. Internet sucked in. It all just sucks us in. And you have to have some discipline. So I do the best when I put my phone away. I know I work the best in the mornings. Like right now, I woke up, it's Sunday. I woke up at 6 a.m. and have been getting shit done. It's now 9 a.m. and it's just because that's, as the day goes on, I get more and more distracted and focused, and I have to discipline myself. I have to stay away from my phone. I have to eliminate distractions. I have to disconnect. But focusing on time management is super huge. The last one, mistake, is I made number 5. I have another bonus one too, but, and I'm interested to hear your feedback. So if you have any feedback, shoot me an email or a DM. Number 5 is get around. You don't have to do this alone. Get around the right people. Get around someone that can push you. Have a buddy, have a community, have some type of accountability, because that's been the best for me. I'm very disciplined, but it's very hard for me even to sit down behind a computer or wherever and work on something for a long time by myself. When I talk to a mentor, or I have my calls with my community that I host, if you're interested in joining that, let me know. That gives me inspiration. When I talk to, like I said, some of my mentors, when I have a meeting with my business coach, when I reach out to friends that are starting businesses, like, that's what helps me. And having some type of community, emotional support, someone that understands what you're going through and can help you stay focused and talk you through it can really help. It's like a game changer. So there are people out there that can really do that for you, and find it. So those are the 5. The last thing I want to say, this is a bonus tip, and I think everyone needs to hear this. It's exciting. It's exciting doing something different. It's exciting starting a business. It's exciting leading your corporate job. It's exciting going all in on yourself. It wears off. Just like anything new. You get a new house, it's exciting for a bit. You get a new relationship, it's exciting for a bit, right? You know? Then it's like the honeymoon wears off. So I want you to know you're going to be excited, and then that shit's going to wear off and the real world is going to set in, but you got to keep going and you got to figure out what works and what doesn't. That's your time. That's the time where you understand, you find out who's in it, who's doing this for real. And you have to push past that part. There, the honeymoon ends. And if you feel like you're meant for more, you can't give up. But then you have to really question yourself, like, okay, what do I need to keep doing? What do I need to do differently? And you got to keep going, because the success will happen. It's going to happen if you just go past that moment. I've seen it in a lot of people I've coached, I've led, I've helped build up their careers. I've helped build up my career, and I've seen it. I have personal stories and examples of when I've pushed past that part. And I'm like, I'm going to do it. Now, of course, there's a time to walk away, but not at that time. That's not the time, because that's inevitable. It's going to happen. And if you push past it, you're going to see the reward. I promise you that. So I am grateful you showed up for this podcast. I love it. Hit the follow button, share it with someone that it's going to benefit you or going to benefit them. Muscle Mindset is growing. I'm excited to do some big things and help a lot of people. I just want to help people. So thanks for tuning in. And I hope you found a lot of value in this podcast. New content coming each week. And I want you guys to remember something. Remember this. I believe in you. I believe in people. I believe in the potential of people. Sometimes we just get lost along the way. And we lose our confidence. We lose our self-worth. We lose these things that are just really important to us. And sometimes you have to find it. And I'm here to help you find it. So, Hang in there.